Hey there, welcome back. It's Stacey. And I just want to say thank you so much for listening. And I wanted to make sure you had access to all of my most binge-worthy business building tips all in one place. Now, you can customize your learning for your personal business journey. Wait till you see what my team and I have put together. So we have crafted this amazing download where it's categorized by whatever it is you specifically need. So you can look for this through this directory and just go and grab our most downloaded episodes in that area. Now, all you have to do is text the word podcast to 414-240-1379. I'll put that in the show notes. And then you can grab that download right there. Again, that's the word podcast. You're going to text the word podcast to 414-240-1379. It is our small business toolkit. You're going to want to get your hands on that ASAP. All right, thanks. And we'll jump into today's episode. Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. My biggest takeaways from spending 2 days with 100 plus 7 to 8 figure business owners. I think you'll be surprised. So I just got back from 2 days with Russell Brunson's Inner Circle. I did an entire podcast episode a few weeks back on how I spent $50,000 to be in this program. You'll have to go hear, was it worth it? All the things, because there's a completely different, that was kind of like my pre-event reaction. So definitely go check it out. But in this room, it's all 7 and 8 figure business owners. They all have a 2 comma club award, meaning they've got $1 million funnel. And the room was just filled with pure gold. It really was. And I will say, I'm going to just, every time I bring it up, they're like, my friends will message me. I believe it is sold out. They only open it once a year. So I think it really just started last month. So it's in another 11 months. So just an FYI. Okay. So I have so much to share. So first of all, I always want to tell people, I am promising to give you so much good stuff right here on this podcast. If you're a client of mine, just know I will go deeper on a few things and I'm kind of reserving a few things for you that I'm not going to discuss on the podcast. Okay. But I still want you to listen because that's more like the part two. This is the part one. So I need you to listen before you wait to hear the other stuff inside of our programs. Okay. Now, one thing I will say is I am very strategic on what I give for free and what I give behind closed doors. And it is because it is out of respect for my paying clients. So one of the things I always say to my clients, and they'll vouch for me on this, when they are trying to come up with a free offer or a paid offer, I'll say to them, open up a Google Doc. Tell me what's free. Tell me what's in the middle level. Tell me what's in the higher level. Like, I want to see the differences and I want to make sure that it like feels in alignment. It is literally how I basically figured out what am I giving on the podcast? What am I going to give to Foot Traffic? What am I going to give to the masterminds? Right. And the reason I do that again is out of respect. Like, people are paying us, they're investing in us. And I want to make sure that they feel valued and they're not thinking, why am I even in these programs when she just gives everything on the podcast for free? So we over deliver on the podcast for free. And then we over deliver in our programs. So Foot Traffic, you're going to be getting some more advanced marketing strategy since the program is marketing focused. And then masterminds, I'm going to share some really big picture, some just things where my mind was blown, some things where I'm going to be moving very quickly, but it's still going to be a pretty large process. And I'm not ready to publicly share yet, but I'm going to let you know like where we're heading, what we're doing and all of that good stuff. So I really am an open book and I want to make sure I'm sharing in real time. So that is why I'm on here so quickly to kind of fill you in. Now, I'm just going to start diving in. I was able to get a lot of great coaching from a lot of great just minds in the room, people that are coaches, people that are not coaches, people, you know, people you've never heard of before. I was able to talk to Russell privately one-on-one and ask him some questions. So anyway, this is just like a bunch of stuff that came up for me and I'm just going to dive right in. Okay. So number one, this is the biggest thing that I wanted to start with is nothing is ever a waste. So if you might be thinking like, I can't believe I just did all of that, or, oh my goodness, I've been doing that for 3 years, or like, oh my goodness, I've been doing this for 20 years or whatever it is. I spent all that time. I spent all that money. I spent all that effort. Nothing you ever do is a waste. Nothing, something you invested in that was garbage, it's not a waste. It was there for a learning lesson for you. Something that's not going your way right now is because it's time for you to look for something new, right? Nothing is ever wasted. And I really want to drill this because I hear it all the time with my clients, right? People that all of a sudden get an epiphany and they're like, oh my goodness, but I've been just doing that. And now I've wasted. So no, right? Sometimes you got to do the wrong stuff to get to the right stuff, right? And I definitely had a few moments of pivoting, like, and I'll share some stuff with you, but I was very quick to catch myself and going like, okay, this was my journey to get here. This was the path, right? So I want you to remember that. Okay. Next, mix it up. Do not get too comfortable with the exact same people. So we were just at my Powerhouse Mastermind, and one of my members had asked, she was concerned and just said, I'm curious, how big do you see this group getting? Just very nicely. And I know what she was getting at because I've thought that, right? She was thinking, I don't want this group to get too big, right? Or change too much. And I think sometimes we think bigger is not better, right? New, it's like, oh, but we're so close. We don't want new people coming in. And I think it's super normal. And something I've definitely thought myself, but here's what I want you to know. The room I was just in, there was 120 businesses and they all brought a guest. It was a massive room, okay? And I will tell you that the more I would, you know, I would go to the bathroom and I'd stand in line, or I'd get in line for lunch, or I'd be getting a drink, you know, at like their like networking event, right? Every time I was standing somewhere or sitting down at a different table, I didn't know the people I was with. And every time I sat there, it was just like this new opportunity to find out what I didn't know or what they were doing. And like, have I heard that strategy before? Right. It was just such a good reminder of you need the new. And you know what? I hate new. Here's why. I am so introverted. I know out of that 120 people, I probably know 30 to 40 of them. And every time there was this uncomfortable, we walk into a room, I would go to one of those people, right? I would walk over to them. And I just kept really trying to push myself to say, I'm going to sit somewhere new, right? So one of my really good friends comes up to me day two. She's like, okay, where are we sitting? And I was like, listen, I love you, but I don't want to sit with you. And I'm like, I hope you're okay with that. And she's like, nope, you totally just saved me because I was going to do the same thing with you because it's comfortable. Let's go sit at different tables. Let's meet new people. And then let's keep an eye out for each other. If I hear something, I'm going to share it with you and then vice versa. And if I find a good connection in your space, I'll tell them, right? And it was funny because after that day was over, she brought somebody over to me that was like, you need to meet her. Okay. And I share this because again, it's so easy to want to stay with your tribe, with your people, with the same old, because it feels good. It feels familiar and you want that new energy. So one of the reasons we have our programs open at any time and we don't start and stop our masterminds is because we want new energy, new people, fresh ideas, right? We just had two people join our masterminds this week and I'm super excited because I don't know where they came from or what they learned or what their strategies are. And I'm excited because I know one of them is not from with like in our organization. She had been listening to the podcast, but she had come from other mentors, right? And I'm excited because it's going to really give the group a fresh new take. And I've been in groups that get stale, right? It's like, you're not really learning that much anymore because everybody is doing the same thing and it's the same people. Okay. So that was a really good reminder. And I hope because I really hope you're thinking about masterminds for sure for 2022. And I hope you're thinking about finding one that is bringing in fresh energy, that is bringing in new blood, and versus like the small group that you've been in that's going to stay exactly the same and they're not taking new people, right? Like, be very careful. Okay, moving on. This is a really good one. I think this is how Russell kicked off the event and it hit me. So he said, you know, allow the shiny object syndrome to enhance and not distract you. And this was so good for me. So he explained, like, you're going to hear a million different strategies and they're all going to work. Like, they're all proven. These are all people who have done it. Like, this strategy works, right? But he said, don't jump ship, right? Stick to what's working for you and take a nugget from their model and put it in yours. So don't demolish your model and change to what they're doing, right? Just because it works. Because here's the deal. Just because it works doesn't mean it's going to work for you. So enhance the thing you're doing that's already working. Okay. That right there, I could just stop this podcast and like the gold has been delivered, right? That hit me hard. I am the shiny object girl. I get really easily, oh my goodness, we should do that. Oh my goodness, we should do that. In the middle of the one thing, I'm already jumping to the next thing, right? It's so easy. And I got really crystal clear after hearing that. And it just reminded me, I have a great product. I have a working model. I just need to enhance what I have. So that was really great. Okay, next. This is going to be choppy because it was just lots of different sessions. And then some things hit me and some things didn't, right? Not everything in that room is for me, but some of the things were so for me, right? It was the reason I was put in that room. So next, you will go faster when you're in alignment. Okay. I am good at a lot of things and I can say that without feeling like you're going to judge me, because I bet you actually think the same thing. Like, I bet you actually are pretty good at a lot of things too, right? So this is why I bring this up. Just because we're good at a lot of things doesn't mean we have to do all of the things, or doesn't mean we should be doing all of the things, because we can and we're pretty good at it, right? Sometimes I find myself offering things, teaching things, doing things because I'm good at it or someone asked for it and I could do it, right? It doesn't mean I have to head there, right? So I've built some pretty big things in my business, some pretty well-known things in my business, right? People know us for those things. I have a few funnels, a few products. Oh my goodness, just so much content, right? Sometimes though, it's not my true passion. It's just, I can teach that. Oh, I know how to do that. Yeah, you want that question answered? Like, I can answer that question, right? And people get value out of it. So that it makes me think, okay, well, that makes sense. I'm going to keep giving them what they're getting value from. But what I really, really need to do is lean in to what's in alignment for me. What lights me up, but also lights up the perfect person that needs to hear it, right? You and I will go further, farther together, right? When we're both synchronized. When I'm in one place and you're in the other, we're just not for each other right now, right? So I really got this big takeaway of, what am I feeling? I'm trying to explain this without, I'm just probably going to go there. So, okay. So here's what I'll say. I'm still processing. First of all, if you're like, she sounds confused. I am a little confused. I just drank from a fire hose for 2 days and I purposely recorded this while I was still processing versus, because here's the deal, in a couple of weeks, some of these things are really gonna like move. And I wanted you to feel like the, oh my goodness, like vibe, right? I wanted you to get that energy from me. So that's why I did it pretty immediate after coming home. So anyway, here's what I will say. Foot traffic formula is currently our one thing. Okay. It is our main focus. It is where everybody comes in through, right? Majority. We announced at the end of 2019, that it was going to be our one thing. Like we started selling it and we announced it, right? Which people were like confused with. And if you've ever heard me talk in this podcast, I'm sure at some point you've heard me bring this up, right? Like, you don't have to have this bestseller selling all this money. You can say, this is going to be our bestseller. And we did that with Foot Traffic Formula. Now, the program is less than 2 years old. And I think we're close to the 7-figure mark with just that program. And it's an amazing program. It gets amazing results for people. I've literally had people, just a couple of weeks ago, I was on a call with somebody and she started crying. And she said, "You have changed my life." Like, foot traffic formula changed her life. That feels amazing. It feels incredible. I love that we get to do that with our products. Okay. Now, I don't want to confuse you, but I'm going to share it because I think this will be a teachable moment for you. In 2022, and really as I record this, you know, as we're heading into November, okay, Power Player is my next claiming Power Player will be our one thing. Now, again, foot traffic is truly currently our bestseller. It is the moneymaker in the business. But what I am saying here is I am predicting that next year at this time, I will tell you that Power Player is so much bigger than foot traffic formula. Now, let me backstory. Okay. I recently interviewed Ken Coleman, and I'm not sure when you're listening to this, if you would have heard this first or him first or vice versa, it doesn't matter. After the recording stopped, you wouldn't have heard this anyway. Ken and I sat around and we chatted for a minute, and he was just like, we just hit it off. And that was the first time we ever talked. And we really just hit it off. And he said to me, like, "All right, tell me all the things. Like, what is your mission? What do you want to do? Like, what do you want to do in the next 5 years?" That is not a normal conversation after a podcast is over. Like, normally they're busy and they jump off and they're like, "See you later. Thanks so much. We'll share it when it comes out." Right. This was like, he wanted to go deep. And I felt very comfortable with him. And I like just shared like stuff that I don't necessarily share with people I meet, like the first 30 minutes of us meeting. And I just started kind of saying, like, what I'm most passionate about, like what I'm truly passionate about, is teaching people how to run a business that doesn't run you, that doesn't need you. I said, I'm like, I run a 7-figure business. And yes, there was a time when I worked 7 days a week and it was from morning to night and it wasn't profitable. And I was never paying myself and I was putting all this money in and I was miserable. Right. But there were things we did to put in place and things I learned, and I hired a team and I put systems into place and I got that business to run without me. Right now, it's a 7-figure business. It takes about an hour per week of my time and I get a paycheck every 2 weeks. And I plan to do that until the day I die. Like, this is not something like that. That's freedom. Like, that is building a passive income. And now it wasn't very passive for a long time. Like, I had to do a lot of work to get it there. Right. But that freedom, that level of, if something were to happen to me tomorrow, my family will still collect a paycheck. Right. Like that, like I just like was pouring into him and just telling him all this stuff. And I'm like, if I could just help more people do that and get their time back and spend time with their family and focus on their health and feel better and wake up excited to work on their business because they can, not because they have to, but because they want to. I'm like, that is what is so exciting to me. I'm like, that is what fuels me. And I realized like, that was a really game changer moment for me. And I'm grateful I had that moment before I arrived at the mastermind. Like this really does go together. That's why I'm bringing it up. That particular message is a very small part of what you see on the outside. And I was at a conference last month and we were waiting to get into the room. And I started, you know, small talk with this guy. And I'm like, "Oh, you know, what do you do?" Like, I started the conversation and he starts telling me about his stuff. And I was like, "Oh, I actually do, you know, XYZ." And he's like, "Yeah, I know who you are." And I was like, "Oh, cool." You know, like I'm still getting, that's so weird to me when people know who I am sometimes, right? Like you're just like, I'm a normal person. And it's weird when somebody knows me that I don't know them. Right. And he said, "Yeah, I see you online. You're the," and let me just give you a second here. He says to me, "You're the leads girl." And I kind of like, if you could have felt what I felt in my stomach when he said that, I guarantee you the expression on my face was, I probably didn't hide it very well, but I was just like thinking of all the things I've done, like my proudest accomplishments, what I feel most successful with, like what I've created, who I've helped, what I've helped them with, what I've helped them do. The leads girl was kind of like a punch in the gut. Now, yes, I know how to get leads and I teach people that, right? And you see it in my marketing. And if you need help, like Foot Traffic Formula is one of the best programs out there to get you to do that, right? But getting you leads is not my mission in life. And it's definitely not what I want people to remember when they think of me or what I stand for, right? Like that, I needed him to say that. Like, again, this wasn't a like, oh my goodness, what did I do? This was a thank you. So like, he has no idea. I didn't say anything to him. He has no idea how pivotal that sentence was to me. Okay. Now, I will say all of these things just are like they're just like coming together, right? All of these things are just, everything is just like getting in alignment. It's kind of scary, right? In a good way. It's frightening in such an amazing way. Okay. Now, I will say that these are making me realize I need to be deeper with my message. I need to go there. I need to reframe the leads girl and get rid of that, right? And the only way that happens, that's your reputation. The only way that happens is by who you are and what you're doing and who you're being and how you show up and all of that. And I am well aware, okay? So you're going to start to see like probably a subtle shift, or maybe you'll see it hardcore. I don't know, especially because I'm telling you. But this is why, like, I want you to know, I want you to be on this journey with me. And I want you to see that I'm evolving and I'm always evolving. And I don't even know where I'm going sometimes, but I always end up where I need to be. Right. Like, and I hope you think that too about yourself. Okay. Now, one of the things we did at the conference, at the 2-day mastermind, was this DISC assessment. I've done it a million times. Okay. DISC, it's something that Tony Robbins, you know, talks about, Dave Ramsey does. So we looked at our personality and our values, but this was very different experience for me. And I want to share a little bit more. So if you do the DISC, if you know what it is, I am a high D, and then I was my next one. So if you know me and you know the DISC, you are not surprised by those letters. Okay. Now, and this is not a DISC episode. If you want to hear more about the DISC, we could probably bring on an expert and do that. But I just want to hear me out. When I looked at my values associated with the DISC, which I honestly never really looked at that well, I was kind of like, oh yeah, got it. Makes sense. Done. Okay. Here's what I noticed. So number one was that fuels me is economic. Okay. And I'll explain what this means in a second. Number two is power. Number three is individualistic. Okay. So here's what this means. Okay. So I have a high motivation to achieve. I ask myself, what am I getting out of this before ever engaging in an opportunity? I'm laughing because some of you are like me. So you're going to be like, yes, I do that too. And some of you are going to be like, ooh, this sounds like not great. I want a return equal to or greater than what I ever put into something. Okay. That's what economic means, right? It definitely is like a little bit of money motivation. Okay. Which, yeah, that, okay. Next, I'll come back to this. Number two, power. If you're high in power, if you value power, you are likely going to accept responsibility for both your successes and your failures. You will likely advance quickly within your area of expertise. You will own your roles within the workplace and handle everything associated with it. You may get angry or agitated quickly with slow moving people and will nudge them forward. Yes, story of my life. Okay. People that can't make it on my team are usually because they're just too slow. Like when we say like in a fast paced work environment, I know a lot of people say that on their job postings, but we legit have to stress to people. Like when we said fast, we meant like the fastest business you will ever see. Like you will not work with somebody that moves faster than us. Right. And we have to scare people a little bit because we don't even want them coming on our team if they're slow. And it's funny because it's just because this is our value. And then we attract like people like me. So we all are like just moving so fast. So anyway, number three is individualistic, and stick with me. Okay. Cause this is all coming back to a crazy point that I am like, my mind was blown after they described this. Okay. So individualistic, this is definitely more of the freedom, right? So like economic was money, the power, right? Like the authority, like the achievement, all of that. Now it's freedom is like next in my thing. So I love freedom, but more so than I love freedom, I do want to make money. Like if you gave me freedom and you even gave me financial freedom, but you didn't allow me to keep achieving, that would make me unfulfilled. I would probably be very sad and depressed and lost if I wasn't able to keep achieving. I am wired to achieve, right? So it's funny because the order when this disc showed this was money was first, and then it was achievement, and then it was freedom. Now, part of me actually thinks, knowing myself and knowing my money situation and the way that I've been with money, that I actually think achievement, like my ego is, it's there. Like I want to be better. Like I always say to you, like, I want to be the best version of myself. Like I am competing with myself every day, and I will do things that don't pay or that don't, but I guess I shouldn't say that. When I do things, I do think, but I might not get paid right this second, but I could see this working out in the future, right? So like I did a speaking event many years ago, and I didn't get paid, and I flew there myself, and I paid for all the stuff to get me there. And one of the people in the audience is one of my powerhouses, right? So in my mind, it was like, I'm going to do this, but I'm hoping that somebody in the audience is going to resonate, right? So anyway, with that said, that's what it said. And here's the thing, guys, those three things, not everybody's going to love hearing that. Like some of you are going to be thinking like, oh, I wish she was more this way, or I wish she was more that way, or, oh, wow, that's, wow, she's really into the economic, right? Whatever. Okay. Here is like the moment for me. This is who I am. Okay. This is how God has wired me to be. There is no way I could just like rewire all of this. Like I can't even imagine the years of therapy that would have to happen to like get me to be a different person like that. Okay. This is truly how I am. Now, leaning in to those things, knowing there are other people out there just like me. So let me just take it back for a sec. You can see me still processing. In that room, like high D, high I, right? Do you know how many high D, high I's there were? Do you know how many of my like best friends in that room were the same personality? I'm sitting here feeling like, well, I can't really tell people like, here's exactly who I am, or here's exactly what this shows, right? Because there is a little like, oh, what are they going to think of me? Is this bad? Like, is it bad to say that I have an ego, that I like to win things, that I like to be featured, that I like to be on the stage? And it was like, but guess what? There are other people out there that actually like that too. And if you leaned in to who you naturally are, those people are going to love it. And like me and whoever that person is, right? Like when you hear it and you're this person, oh man, this content is just like so for you. It's so perfect for you. And guess what? When you hear it and it turns you off, it just shows like, maybe we're not the best fit to work together, right? Like if you value totally different things, you know, as much as I want you to keep listening to my podcast, part of me is like, listen, if we have totally different values, if you truly are like disgusted by my top three things that are motivating me, I'm probably not your person to be guiding you on your journey. Now, again, that sucks saying that out loud because I just got somebody to stop listening right that second. But at the same time, I'm like, but guess what? There are so many people just like me that probably think they're weird and not normal. And all of a sudden you just go, whoa, Stacy, we're so similar, right? Like, thank you for describing me. I just described some of you and you just had light bulb moments, right? And I need to dive in to that. I need to lean in to who I am and who I can best serve. And I will naturally keep finding the right people and letting the wrong people go away. And you know what? It's okay, because I've gotten wrong people in my program who have literally said like, wow, she's kind of aggressive, or she's kind of intimidating, or she's kind of, and I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I'm the same person I am for free than I am in my paid. So maybe she moved too fast into my programs, right? And she just didn't know me. But then there's people that are like, I love it when I'm on like a webinar or something and somebody's like, you talk too fast, you need to slow down. And then one of our clients is like, she talks perfectly fine, you listen too slow, like you need to get off of here, like you keep going, Stacy. Like people are always defending me, right? But it's just like, it's because it's the right person. It's the person who identifies the same way, who's like, I'm not going to sit and listen to somebody who talks so slow. I'm going to have to speed them up, right? So, it literally clicked for me. I just like saw myself in a different way. And I realized there are so many people out there just like me that if I could just really own who I am, I could help them so much more. And that is crazy exciting. Okay. So, all right, let me get back on track. That was, yeah, that's what I got for you there, but let's just totally different topic. Okay. So I don't think I told you that I started writing book number three. Okay. Writing a book is so hard. Oh man. It's just like the craziest time. It's filled with deadlines and proofreading that thing over and over and over and over. And then there's still typos somehow after you've read it like seven times. Right. And there's an editor and all the things. So anyway, I finally said, you guys, we got to do it. Let's just do it. Okay. Now, first of all, if I hate writing a book so much, why do I write a book? Let me just start there. Cause that might feel out of integrity, out of alignment. Books have changed my life. I couldn't even tell you, like, if you were to say like, pick just 100 books that have changed your life, I don't even know I would pick like my top 100 favorite nonfiction, personal development, you know, business books, right? And I know that by the message I have an important message. And I know that if I put it into a book, I will reach somebody that needs to hear it. I can change somebody's life with a book the way that it has changed my life. So to me, I feel a responsibility to continue to write books, even though it is quite the experience. Okay. So anyway, here's the deal. So I'm writing this book. My team is heavily invested. Now, even though I'm writing the book, obviously my team is everything. Like I don't know how people are solo entrepreneurs. I don't know how people think teams are a bad thing. My team, they are the most amazing, incredible people. They are my sounding board. They are my supporters. They are my cheerleaders. Like they are with me, like they are in it. So yes, we are writing this book, right? We're discussing the title. We're discussing what's going in it, all the things. So I decided on the title. I decided on the back overview of the book, right? I had written out the 7 chapter titles, a rough idea of what was going to be in the chapter titles, but I didn't write them. And then I wrote the introduction of the book. And then I wrote chapter 1 of the book. Okay. Now I have a copywriter who then made all of that sound way better. Okay. That was done. So I go to my team and I said, I want to tell you something, but I still want you to like me and I don't want you to quit. I think we're writing the wrong book. Okay. So I gave my reasoning and they all supported me and said, agreed, let's change it. Which is so like, if you're any one of my team members listening, like it's that just like your support is so incredible. And it's just amazing to have. Okay. So we changed the book. Okay. I now no longer have any part of it written because it's just ideas in my head. I have the title of the book, which I'm so excited about, which I cannot say yet. The title is so good. And I don't have any of the rest of the book. I have to now write it. Okay. Now, here is my deal. The advice that I got to talk to Russell about, this was part of it, which was really exciting. So here is one of the things he said to me. When I asked him, do you think this is a bad direction to head? Like, do you think that this topic is going to be hard to get people at the top of the funnel, right? And one of the things that he said was, first, no, I think this is a great topic. I think people need it. I think this is great. I'm good. This next book, I will tell you this, I won't say the title, but the next book is definitely going to be, or I guess I should say in my head, this version of the book is going to be this way, right? When I start writing it, it could totally change, but this is the book to get you out of your business. This is the book to get you truly owning that business, oh man, you guys, I was sitting next to a girl and she checked her phone. I'm not kidding when I say every 20 minutes, texting back and forth, just holding it in her hand. And I was looking at her and I was thinking, you're spending all this money to be in this room. There are people on stage speaking things that I just, my jaw was dropping. My mind was like blown and she was missing it. And she looked at me and she said, I'm always working. And first, wow, right? And she knew it. That is the person I want to help. I wanted to be like, listen, put your phone down. You and me, let's go in the back here and let's work through this. Like, that is who I'm trying to help. Now, part of that is absolutely going to be finding team members, getting systems in place. You don't get a business to run without those two things. Like you just don't. Now, the good news is those two things are way easier than people make it sound like. And don't listen to people that don't have a team or that don't use systems, because that would be like trying to lose weight and listening to somebody that is not the ideal weight and isn't at her goal, right? You want to listen to somebody who has the thing that you're trying to get or the thing that they're saying this works, right? So I told Russell, like, okay, here's what I'm thinking. And he said to me, first of all, they may not know they need that thing. So really go with the end result of what they're looking for and then suck them in to your strategy, right? And I was like, ooh, like, I totally got it. Okay. Now, again, I wish I could say more details, but this is still a little too fresh and new to be given out all the stuff before anything is live and just anybody could grab this and run with it. Right. So that alone was so helpful for me. Now, one thing I want to share, because I think this is going to be really I'm just looking forward to 2022. And I've actually decided that 2022 starts now. I'm just, not that I'm done with 2021. I'm just kind of going, I'm taking the next 14 months and I'm working on this. Like, I'm not going to wait till January 1st to kick off 2022. Like, that's just silly. Like, why would I sit on all of this excitement and energy and like fire and wait a few months? I am starting now with my 2022 goals. So I'm just like, we're moving on. Like, we're going, okay? And that's where I'm at. Now, I will tell you, I am in a stage of getting to know my clients in a different way. I'm at a stage of doing way more market research for this book, for some of our mastermind curriculum, for some new front top of funnel products and programs and things like that, really helping people get their businesses to run without them. And I will say, the foot traffic isn't going anywhere. Let's be very clear. Like I said, it's almost a seven-figure product. So trust me when I say it's not going anywhere. And one of the things that foot traffic does is if you don't have an automated marketing and sales system, you'll never get a business to run without you. You'll never collect a paycheck without you. So the thing that I realized was, I was like all in 100% with just foot traffic formula. And what I realized was it is one of the pieces of the puzzle. And I want to make sure that I am making sure that people understand that it is just one piece of the puzzle, right? So that is where, when I say like power players are one thing, do not confuse that foot traffic is gone, right? Just when I said foot traffic formulas are one thing, we still had Powerhouse. Powerhouse is also a multiple six-figure business or product, right? So when I say one thing, I just mean it is like the one thing that we are heavily investing time and energy and focus on, really crafting it and the messaging being shot out there, okay? Does not mean any of the other programs go away, okay? Now, so here's something fun that I'm going to do that with some of the advice that I received this past week. So I decide, okay, I want to do this stuff, right? Now, here's where I think ego gets involved sometimes and where I don't have an ego. There are some places I have an ego, but one of the places, and I think it's my work ethic and I think it's the way that I grew up, I am not too good for anything. Like if we go into the studio and there's like garbage on the ground or there's garbage outside or like, ugh, I hate when people throw cigarette butts in my parking lot when I have this stupid like cigarette butt thing where you throw it. I pick those things up and I throw it away. And like, I'm cleaning and I'm getting on my hands and knees. And if a little girl walks in and I happen to be there and there's a line, I'm like, hey, let me size you for shoes. Come on over. Like, there is nothing I'm too good for. Okay. And I see this part of the ego come up with some of my clients. I'll say, oh, you want to do something like me in foot traffic? Well, you need to start with private coaching. And they'll say, oh, no. I want to do one to many. I want to do a group program, right? And I'm like, well, yes, that sounds very nice and very cool. But you aren't ready for the group program yet. Like, you actually need to be doing, you know, one-on-one. So now I actually already have products with team building and systems. Like, that is Power Player and Powerhouse. Like, we've been doing it for years. But I haven't been doing top of funnel with that. And what I am going to do, which I'm really excited about, is I'm going to open up. So they had suggested getting back into private. And I was like, well, unfortunately, I am running a multiple seven-figure business. I have two of them. I don't have the time to actually give somebody like a consistent amount of time. But I was like, oh, I used to do a couple years ago. I haven't done them in a while, like probably 2 or 3 years ago. I used to do these VIP days where I would block out an entire day. Somebody would either fly here and we'd hang out in Milwaukee together the whole day, get a conference room, or we'd do it virtually. And I was like, what if I did that? Right. So here's what I'm doing. I am doing some market research for people that are looking to do things like create an org chart, create a future org chart, figure out the next 3 to 5 next like strategic hires for their business, help them build out their key performance indicators, the metrics that everybody's held responsible for, establishing a team meeting routine, right? Who's meeting, how often, what's the agenda, help you craft your CEO schedule. Okay. So I'm going to offer these. Okay. So if when you're hearing this, definitely DM us, but I'm going to be offering 5 of these at a certain price point. Okay. Soon as I book those 5, I'm going to up the price point. And then maybe after those 5, when we really nail down, because here's what happens. I've done these long enough to know this turns into the same meeting. This VIP day, it starts very customized. And then by like the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th one, it's like, you don't even have to ask me questions. I know exactly what you're going to say because I've already heard so many people, right? So my goal is to get 10 people to come, whether to Milwaukee or it virtually. And I am just going to craft all of this it with you in your business to get you set up. Okay. So here's the exciting part. So first of all, I'm going to do 10 of these. I actually think this is going to become one of our products, but I'm not going to be the one doing it. So after the 10th person, I think this will be a thing that Team Foot Traffic puts on for people and trains people and all of that stuff. So first of all, if you want to get this at the cheapest price point possible, because it'll be cheaper now than with my team even. Okay. DM me, shoot me an email, info@stacytushel.com. Okay. The first 5 are going to get the cheapest price. The next 5, the price is going to go up, but you are still going to get me. After number 10, the price is going to go up, but you're only going to get my team. Okay. So I'm excited. Like I'm excited. And I'm so in alignment with not just what I'm good at, but what lights me up, what my mission is, what I really want to help people do and how I can impact people on the deepest level, right? Now, I had said to you, I'm economic driven. Money is important to me. I don't want to have freedom and be broke. It just doesn't interest me, mostly because why would you have to choose? Like, why do you have to choose like being financially free or having time wealth? Like, why can't you have both? I want it all. So what's exciting is I'm not going to just teach people when they come here how we're going to make your money back, how you're going to get a return on your investment from your VIP day with me, how you're going to get a return from your team. But I'm also going to show you how to build in that freedom, right? How to fulfill yourself and get that achievement. Like, we're going to go deep. Okay. So this is definitely going to be for you if you're a brick and mortar and you're looking to get out of the day-to-day operations, or you're an online business or personal brand, and you're wondering, how in the world am I ever going to not be on social media 24/7 and still have a business? How am I ever going to sell this thing? Like, who would, like, how does this run without me? I see people that are really big on in personal branding, and then all of a sudden they're like gone. And then you find out like, oh, well, they had this happen, or they took off from maternity leave and they didn't come back, or you fill in the blank, right? I don't want you having to take a break and then take a break from the money and the business. And right, I want you to have it all. So if you're looking for it all and you want to do one of these with me, these are going to go fast. There's 10. That's it. All I'm doing is 10. I literally had to look up and try to find 10 full days in my calendar that I could wipe clear. That is all I was able to scrape up with. Okay. So come hang out with me. Let's do this. Like I said, the first 5 people, you're going to get the cheapest price point and you're going to get it with me for sure. Okay. Please do not message if you're interested in learning something else. It must be with teams or systems. Okay. If you're like, I want to deep dive in foot traffic formula, I want to do marketing. Unfortunately, that is not what these are for, because literally, truly, this is my market research for me creating the book that I should have been writing this entire time, right? So if you're excited and this feels in alignment with you, shoot us a DM or email us info@stacytuschel.com and we will send you more details. Now, if you are in Foot Traffic Formula or Power Player or Powerhouse, one of our masterminds, I've got some really juicy stuff coming for you. So make sure you're jumping on our coaching calls and I will see you soon. All right. Bye everyone. If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to hang out with me for 5 days. Yes, join us in our next live 5-day bootcamp, where we will be discussing 10 free or low-cost ways to drive more traffic. And you will be blown away by the content that we cover inside. Go to drivemoretraffic.net to get signed up and let's get you more visible.